You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It must be a super musical week because today we have another awesome up-and-coming artist, 16-year-old rock star based in Boston who produces his own pop alternative music. His name is Angelo David, and he has a unique ability to convert his personal experiences, opinions, and ideas to powerful lyrics and catchy musical transitions. So I'm really excited to have him on our show today. Plus, we get to listen to one of his latest songs as well. So what's better than that? So next on scene is Angelo David. We're going to have a quick word from our sponsor and stay tuned for Angelo. All right, everybody. I officially have the incredible 16-year-old artist from Boston who writes and produces his own amazing music, Angelo David himself. Hi, Angelo David. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
So excited to have you. What an inspiration you are, being so young and so out there in your career already. So tell us all about like how you fell into the world of music. Who is Angelo David?
Angelo David is very complicated. So when I was 8 years old, I had a toy keyboard in my house, and I would always go to it and kind of mess around with the keys, but I never had taken lessons or knew anything really professionally about playing the piano. But as I kind of learned to play things by ear, I acquired an interest in music, and then I developed songwriting skills, very, very basic, because of course I was really young. And then I took some piano lessons, and then definitely have just been developing my skills, and then I got into producing over the past few years. I guess that's like the short version of it.
Amazing. Well, I mean, to do that really young, really fast is very impressive. So what was the first song you ever wrote, and what was it about?
The first song that I wrote was called The Light Won't Fade. It was about my mom. Very, very kid song. Very kind of like basic lyrics and simple melody, but it just kind of expressed the love that I had for my mom and that I still have.
I love it. That's so nice. So cute. So like being so young and such a go-getter, I love it. Tell me like how long it takes to write a song. How long does it take to produce a song? I know every song is different, but what's like the average amount of time it would take you to do something like that?
Yeah. So I feel like it definitely varies because sometimes I'll work on a song over like 48 hours and I'll finish it very like a basic demo version of it, and I'll be completely in love with it. I'll think it's the best song I've ever done. But then other times I'll take, you know, a few months, or I'll sit on it for a few months, and then I'll kind of start have a complete idea. So I think it varies of how long each one takes. I start at the piano, create a melody, and then write some lyrics, and then I'll transform that into production. And I think the production is the longest stage.
Makes sense. There's a lot of things that go into that. What is a day? Can you tell me like a day in the life of you? Like, so you're still going to school, of course, which is great.
Yeah.
And then like, so what do you do after hours? Like, cause it's like your whole music career. So give us a typical day.
Yeah. So I come home, try and just kind of get the homework out of the way quick so it doesn't drag along, which is hard cause I'm kind of a procrastinator.
I think honestly. We all are. I could attest to that myself sometimes.
Oh yeah. And then I'll do creatively whatever I am feeling that day. I always make enough time for that, and that'll come kind of in waves each day after school. I can never really predict when I'll get some inspiration, but it does happen pretty much daily now. And then throughout that, I'm kind of working on my own, the business side of things, which is more managing my own website and a lot of like marketing ideas recently. So I've been getting a lot of interest within like that side of the industry as well, because both of them are equally important, I feel.
They totally are. And I think like you're so far ahead. You should be very proud of that.
Thank you so much.
So how long have you, so you've been doing this for how many years now, the singing and songwriting?
Probably 8 years.
Awesome. I'm like so impressed by you. I love it. I really love it. And I think my audience is very impressed too. I mean, you're just so far ahead being like where you're at, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
No problem. So what are some goals you have? So right now you have a new song out called This Place. I actually, you know, I just want to take a step back. What even inspires your songs? Because obviously your first song was about your mom. Like, where does the creativity come from?
So as a teenager going to school, also just kind of more of a different teenager, a different guy than a lot of the guys at school, because I do art, you know, a lot of different aspects distinctify me, I guess, from a lot of different people. So that's made my growing up experience a lot different, and kind of hard. I face bullying. I face a lot of hardships within friendships, or you know, a lot of different issues. I don't know. So
this is real life stuff. You're on there. You're totally explaining it the way it should be.
Yeah. No. It's very. I feel as if I look at the world very differently because of the qualities that make me up, and those have kind of inspired me, whether it be bullying, whether it be things that I'm witnessing around me, or political, social issues that I feel apply to me or that resonate strongly with me. Those are definitely things that, especially this place, like, that was about everything that I was observing going on, really, in, like, the political environment, and as well as, like, my town, kind of talking about violence, and also about, like, people being sneaky and talking behind your back, and, like, all of these different kind of negative aspects of the world.
Right. These are real things that happen, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what this place is about? Is that how that got inspired?
Yeah, it was definitely me just watching the news, me looking on social media, and then me living my day-to-day life in my own town and kind of comparing all of those experiences into this, like, kind of, like, fantasy, fairy-tale-ist kind of world that's more of a metaphor for the world that I'm living in, the world that we're all kind of living amongst.
Right. Very impressive. I'm really excited for everybody to listen to that. I'm very excited for their feedback. Speaking of this place, we get a sneak peek, just a sneak peek, because you can listen to the full stream on his website or on any of Angela David's streams, but you get to listen to a minute of This Place, so stay tuned for Angela David's latest single.
In a silver sky, people loud and they're getting high. Giant crowd singing every line. Letters proud on an old street sign. Everybody here knows your name, and everybody here acts the same. Welcome to a place so quiet. Everybody's talking right behind you when you never know it. Welcome to a place so violent. Everybody's fighting and you see it, but you never show it. This place has got its flaws, but so doesn't everything else. This place has got its flaws, but so doesn't everything else.
Impressive or what? He is amazing. I'm so excited to bring him back on the line. You guys definitely need to check out AngeloDavidMusic.com. Stay tuned. We're bringing Angela back. That aside, with, you know, your latest song, what's next for Angelo David? Like, tell us where you're performing. Also, wait, before we even get there, I'm thinking of all these other questions while I'm talking to you. But who would you describe yourself like? Like, what singer-songwriter do you say you have similar traits to? For somebody who's walking off the street and have never heard you before.
Yeah, so I feel like I've always said I'm like a Justin Timberlake-esque with, like, rock influences or more alternative influences. So I'm not that, like, extremely pop everything artist, but I definitely like the rock alternative sounds, and I like playing around with not just pop music, but a bunch of different sounds. And Yeah, I love Lady Gaga. I've loved Gaga from the start, which is kind of funny because you think of her and you think of all these like big costumes and big shows, but I've always looked at her as an amazing songwriter. I used to watch acoustic videos of her songs. Like, she used to play them at the piano and do little renditions of them, and it taught me how pop songs could be kind of played at the piano, and that's how another part of my like songwriting process came from that, which was starting at the piano and then transforming those songs into pop songs and alternative songs, or, you know.
So awesome. It's so funny. I was literally just talking to another singer yesterday about Lady Gaga. It's like she transforms her, you know, like I just feel like she continues to remorph herself like constantly because she just is so talented. Like, she really could be anybody in terms of like any type of genre of music that she definitely wanted to be.
Yeah, I think she's insanely creative and insanely talented, but also really, really smart. She is a branding genius, and she is so, so talented in every department. So I look up to her in so many ways.
I love that. So cool. And now tell us like where you're performing, like what's next for you?
Yeah, so I'm doing a show in Long Island that's at 89 North Music Venue, and yeah, it's going to be a good show. I'm excited to maybe play some new songs. You'll hear the new song, This Place, and then a bunch of my other songs. I'm really excited.
That's awesome. And when are you going to be there? What's the date?
It is on February 10th, and it starts at 6 p.m.
That's so exciting. I'm very excited for you. Long Island is such a big music area. I feel like a lot of artists are out there.
Yeah, no, I love New York. I love all parts of it. So I'm so excited to go and maybe go on some adventures while I'm there.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you absolutely should. You're going to be there. That's like very good. That's always a good spot to try new things and meet new people, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm pumped.
That's awesome. Well, really cool stuff. So can you tell us, tell our audience how they can get in touch with you, how they can hear your latest songs, all of that good stuff?
Yeah, so my new song, This Place, is available everywhere. Basically, wherever you listen to music, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and all that stuff. You can find my social media on AngeloDavidMusic.com. That's my website. Or you can look up my username is @itsAngeloDavid, and that's on everything. On YouTube, you can look up Angelo David, check out some of my music videos, and kind of see more of those social messages that I was talking about. And yeah, I think that's it.
That's awesome. Really, really cool stuff. I want to play. So everybody definitely needs to get social with Angelo David and reach out to him and inquire for stuff. And of course, listen to his latest songs. And I hope everybody enjoyed listening to his latest single out, This Place. But I want to play some Game Time. So there is no like requirement of how fast you have to answer the questions. It's just a fun way for our audience to get to know you. Okay.
Okay. I know. I love this.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. So first question is, what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
I mean, I hate to be the musician, but to listen to music always.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. So listen to music. What would be your first choice of genre? If you had to pick one favorite kind of music, who would it be?
I can pick an artist. I feel like there has to be some kind of Halsey music throughout my day. I love her. She's one of my favorites right now.
That's awesome. And okay, so great, great answer. Second question. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what would be one item that you would bring with you and why?
One item that I would bring with me? Probably my ukulele, because my keyboard is electronic, so, and I assume there wouldn't be power there. So
I like your thought process.
Yeah, yeah. No, just my like my ukulele. I mean, if I could bring a second item, it would be like a notebook and a pencil for a third item.
That's awesome. I love that. That's really cool. I've never heard that before. That was actually really smart. Really smart thinking. Okay, if you could wear one outfit of choice for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I've talked about this recently, but I honestly love like same color sweatpants with like the same color sweatshirt. Just like black sweatpants and a black sweatshirt. It can look kind of edgy, but also be like really good for like a relaxing chill day. So right. I feel like it like plays both purposes.
I love it. That's, and it's like, you're comfortable. It's literally, I think that would be like, you look like you're comfortable and you look good. So what's better than that? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black is always a classic color. I feel like you can dress up or dress down with that. So I like your choice.
Thank you.
Who is somebody that you, somebody that you look up to, in the celebrity realm, you would like to have dinner with if you had one choice?
I know we were already talking about Gaga, so I'll try and come up with someone different.
True.
Probably, I mean, I think Taylor Swift, she is a songwriting genius. And I think like, I watch so many videos of her, talking, like interviews, performances. I've been to some of her shows and I think she's just a genius, and I think she's also really funny and down to earth, so I feel like she'd be really chill to have a dinner with.
Yeah, I think she'd be great too. I also feel like she started out super young, like around your age, right?
Yeah, I think she'd have some good advice for me.
I think so too, because she's gone really far really fast. So yeah, good choice. Okay, second to last question. Favorite destination you've ever traveled to and why?
Ooh, easy. Los Angeles.
Really?
I love it. Yeah.
That's,
I
mean, awesome.
I went for my first time, I believe last year, maybe 2 years ago. I'm not sure. But I absolutely loved it. I loved hiking the Hollywood Hills. I loved doing all that fun stuff. And I just think the people there are so nice and so alike me, and that everybody is very artsy. And I feel like I kind of fit in there in a way that I haven't always fit in. So I really would love to go out there and kind of spend the rest of my life there.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. I love LA too. I do a lot of work and stuff out there. It's a great, great, it's honestly for artists and singers, it's like, it's just a great platform to really expand your brand, you know? Yeah,
it's awesome.
It is really awesome. Okay, what is your TV guilty pleasure?
Oh, I mean, I'm a very late watcher of this show. It's on Netflix. You know it, probably, Gossip Girl.
Oh, I love Gossip Girl too.
Yeah, so I started it like last year, and then I just like took a break from it for a while, but I'm back on it again. So I have to finish it up. I still don't know who Gossip Girl is, so I'm very behind on this. But I have to catch up.
Honestly, I've never finished the series either, so you're not alone there. But okay. I do really like it. I do really like it every time I've watched it. Yeah, it's so interesting. It really is. Like, it's very hard to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. So well done.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, cool. Last question. What is Angela David's favorite food?
I mean, for snacks, it's definitely hot Cheetos. My friends and I have
hot Cheetos. That's awesome.
Whenever we're hanging out or whatever, we just like grab a bag of hot Cheetos. It's so fun.
Oh my God, to be a high school student again, that brings back so many memories for me. I love it. Hot Cheetos they've always been a trending, delicious snack.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, they're so good.
Oh my God, you're hysterical. I love it. And I think our audience got some laughs out of that too. Really inspiring stuff. So cool. All right. So everybody definitely needs to check you out in February when you're at New York. What are some other goals you have? Where do you want to be performing? Like, if you had some dream goals, where would you love to perform if you could pick a place?
I would love to start doing bigger venues, I think, this year, or possibly, you know, opening for another artist on a tour. I think both of those are really fun. Definitely like traveling for music and performing in different places that are unknown to me, so I can get those experiences, because I feel like whenever I perform in a different place, I get a different audience, and I can better my own performing skills by, you know, learning how to adapt to different audiences. I think that's really interesting. So I would love to do that. I want to continue to, you know, discuss activism, whether it's through my music videos, whether it's on social media. I want to continue to be an activist and continue to voice my own opinions on what's going on in the world, because I think now more than ever it's needed from everybody, in my generation and in future generations and past generations. We all need to be speaking up and using our voices.
Right.
100%. And then, some music videos. This year I have a new song coming out, multiple new songs coming out, so continuing to release new music. yeah, I'm excited for what's to come.
I'm excited for you. It sounds amazing.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, the world is your oyster, my friend. You're going far. You're going places.
Thank you.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on today. What a pleasure it was to have you.
It was awesome. Thank you. I had so much fun. I love the game. That was so clever.
I'm so fun. Yeah, I really like to break up because, of course, like, I want to talk about, like, how you got to where you are, some of your inspirations. But, like, really, like, it's so fun to get to know people outside of their passions. You know, yeah, like, what do you do every day? Like, what is something that you can't live without? Like, that kind of stuff, you know?
It's so true. No, thank you. That was awesome. I loved it.
I'm so glad. Well, thank you again so much, Angelo David. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely get social with Angelo David Music and check him out and some of his latest songs, and stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.